السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness. He has sent His messengers to guide humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the light of His wisdom. I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all messengers of Allah. He has told the message as Allah, praise to Him, wanted him to tell, completed and refined. May Allah, praise to Him, send peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet, to his house, to his companions, and to the believers until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about verses from Surah Al-Isra, the first 8 verses. And the occasion is that a few days ago was the 27th of Rajab. This is the anniversary of the Islamic event of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. There may be some disagreement among the scholars about when did it exactly happen. Is it the 26th or 27th, or this day or that day? Doesn't matter. It happened, and it's one of the greatest events in Islam, in which Allah, praise to him, took his messenger Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, from Mecca, Al-Masjid Al-Haram, to Al-Quds Al-Sharif, Baytul Maqdis, at night, and while his bed was warm, then ascended him to heavens with Jibreel, peace be upon him. Then he came back after getting the ordinance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the way to Mecca in just a very short time. And he was quizzed by the non-believers, who tried to dissuade him, telling him, you cannot be serious. But he described Baytul Maqdis. He described the masjid to them, as Jibreel, peace be upon him, enabled him to see it. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, his companion, got the title as-Siddiq, the one who believed in what the Prophet ﷺ said, as a result of believing in him. And Abu Sufyan also was a merchant, and he knew Baytul Maqdis, and he agreed that the story of the Prophet ﷺ, his description, was the truth. So the first thing is that whenever there is an occasion like this, we're supposed to study it. It's education. And link it in the larger context. The larger context, we can see example of that. This is verse 11 from chapter 6, Surah Al-An'am. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل سيروا في الأرض ثم انظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين. Allah, praise to him, is commanding us to travel on earth, to see and to study. Actually, when you travel on earth and you see the ruins, the remains of those who were before us, this is really a command for Muslims to study. Like the first ever word mentioned by Jibreel alayhi salam, iqra, read. And in this verse, travel and see how the ones before you lived and what happened to them, and more important, what happens to those who reject the faith, who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah An-Naml, this is verse 27, chapter 69 of the Holy Quran, Allah, praise to him, says, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. One word is changed from the two ayats. In the first, then you see what happened to the ones who rejected first, who told the Prophet or the Messenger that he was a liar. In the second, Surah An-Naml, the criminals, what happens to the criminals? Because there is a law, it's God's law, it's the Sharia. And whoever disobeys is a mujrim, a criminal. Even in our times, modern day nation states, we have a law, and whoever breaks the law is a criminal. So crime is really breaking the law. The first verse of Surah Al-Isra, this is chapter 17 of the Holy Quran, also called the Surah of Bani Israel. This is the chapter of the children of Israel. It's speaking about them. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Exalted he is, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who took his messenger, his worshipper Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, at night, around the dawn, before the dawn, from Al-Masjid Al-Haram, from Mecca, the holy Grand Mosque of Mecca, to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, to the farthest mosque, which is the reference to Baytul Maqdis, the House of Holy in Jerusalem in English. That place, Baytul Maqdis, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed, gave blessings to the place and to its surroundings. The blessings, as the interpreters of the Quran said, is about the land and how fertile it is and how quiet and how moderate. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creation. Innahu huwa as-sami' al-basir. Allah is all hearing what we say, and He is all seeing what we do. Second ayah, second verse. وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا. Directly after mentioning the night journey of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, directly he links it to Musa عليه السلام, and the book was given to him, the Torah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Musa the book to be a guidance for the children of Israel. And the core teaching of the Torah, as it is in the Quran, that we do not take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third verse of Surah Al-Isra, ذرية من حملنا مع نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا. And he is talking to Bani Israel, children of Israel, that you are among the offspring of those believers who were in the ark with Sayyidina Nuh عليه السلام, our master Nuh, peace and blessing be upon him, reminding them of their good ancestry of faith. You are part of the believers who were rescued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels from the flood on earth. And He is reminding them that a major characteristic of Nuh, peace be to him, is that he was abdan shakura. He was a thankful worshipper of Allah. So in a way, Allah is telling them, you have to be thankful for all the blessings that I have given you, particularly the guidance, the Torah, and the blessed land you are in. In the fourth verse of Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسُدِنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنَ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا. We have decreed in the book, we have written in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, that the children of Israel will be corrupting earth twice. And the corruption is basically, according to the interpreters, is disobedience of Allah and committing big sins. That they will be doing that twice. وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And you are going to be very high on the land. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفْعُولًا. When the fairest promise of Allah that they corrupt and they will be punished, When the fairest one comes, then Allah would send on them some of His worshippers who are mighty in power. And they would go everywhere in the land, destroying and killing. And that promise was done, or had been done. وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفْعُولًا. In searching history about this, I found that the first Assyrian invasion of Palestine was between 738 to 722 BC, before Christ. and it is associated with Shalmaneser and Sargon II. And these Assyrians, rulers of North Iraq, with their capital, today's Mosul in Nineveh, Iraq, they came to northern part of the kingdom of Israel with its capital, Shechem or Nablus today. And they destroyed what they destroyed, but they did not go to Al-Quds, Jerusalem. That happened in 597 BC to 586 when Nebuchadnezzar, or in other terms or other names for him, Nabu Khuduri Osor. That's another Akkadian name for this. But the more common name, Nebuchadnezzar or Nebuchadnezzar. He came and he destroyed the fairest temple, the fairest mosque, which was built by Sayyidina Dawood and his son Sayyidina Sulaiman, alayhim as-salam. Peace and blessing be upon both of them. This ayah, this is the verse number 5 of Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17 of the Holy Quran, tells us that the destruction has happened and it was done. Verse 6 that comes directly after it says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا. Then we gave you a turn on them that you will be avenging yourself from them. And we supplied you, we allowed you to be supplied with money and children and sons in particular, and you become and you will become very fast in build up, military build up. This happened, the al-karra, the turn on them happened, and Nebuchadnezzar was Babylonian. In 539 BC, Cyrus II, a Persian king, invaded Babylon and became the new ruler of the Middle East. And his armies came all the way throughout Iraq, Syria, today's Lebanon, Jordan, and Palestine. And the Israelites were allowed to come back from Babylon because they were taken captives. Their leaders were taken captives in Babel. They were allowed to come back to Al-Quds al-Sharif, to Bayt al-Maqdis, to Jerusalem. That was one interpretation about, the interpreters disagree here, that this was giving your turn on them. The other viewpoint, that this was not vengeance from the Israelites against Babylonians. This was the Persians against Babylonians. And this opinion would keep it open that it did not happen until the Israelites would revenge themselves or avenge themselves from Babylonians. And another opinion is that the build-up, the military build-up, did not happen as a result of Cyrus, the Persians, invading the Middle East. Because it was just Persian, not the Israelites. But the verse here is speaking about the Israelites would have military power and would have money. So it wouldn't be the Persians. And so we have two opinions here. But the point, the main point is in verse number 7 of Surah Al-Isra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, says, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. That's really the bottom line. If he's still talking to, addressing Bani Israel, children of Israel, who are made example to humankind, wherever we are, in whatever age or era or time we are. If you do good, it's good for yourselves. If you do evil, it is on yourselves. Meaning, you do good, you will be rewarded here in this life and in the hereafter. And if you do evil, you will be punished here in this life and in the hereafter. In verse 7, continuation, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. When the second promise comes, so this is like more to the second interpretation I mentioned. When the second promise comes, لِيَسُوءُوا, those worshippers of Allah, then the reference would be to the Babylonians. They will come to Bayt al-Maqdis and they will tread on the faces of the Israelites. And they will enter the mosque as they did in the first time. And whatever their feet would tread will be destroyed. This is prediction, prophecy about huge war that will happen in Bayt al-Maqdis as a result of the Babylonian coming. And this didn't really happen. Like I mentioned, it was Cyrus II, the Persian, who invaded the Middle East. But the Babylonians, after Nebuchadnezzar, they never came back to Bayt al-Maqdis. Wallahu a'lam, and Allah knows better. In verse 8, Allah, praise to Him, says, عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يَرْحَمَكُمْ وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا. If you ask for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still addressing the children of Israel, but through them, addressing humanity whenever we commit sin. We should ask for forgiveness, repentance. And if we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Himself the merciful, the compassionate, the beneficent. He forgives. We just need to knock the door. We need just to call on Him. But He said, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا, if you return to the sin, we will return to the punishment. وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا. And then Jahannam, the hellfire, will be the containment, the prison for those who reject the faith and for those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the writers, the scholars of the Bible, in explaining the sins of the Israelites that preceded the Assyrian conquest and the Babylonian conquest of Bayt al-Maqdis, they mention that the Israelites started to worship idols, to take partners with Allah. Remember the first ayah when we started? And Allah تَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا. You shouldn't take partner with Allah other than Him. And they started worshipping idols. That's the first big sin, cardinal sin. The second was they started to be loose and lacking restraint in following the commands of Allah, in particular about moral obligations. And to be more specific, promiscuity. Loose sexual behavior. And finally, murder. They started killing each other, killing prophets also. As a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on them the Assyrians and the Babylonians. One more time, some biblical scholars spoke about other sins of the Israelites was before the destruction of the second temple in 70 AD by Titus the Roman. And at that time, they mentioned that there was a humongous wave of hatred among the Israelites. They would hate each other. They would hate other people. A lot of hate. Unwarranted hate. Unwarranted means there is no need. There is no reason. It's like these days we call homophobia or Islamophobia or xenophobia, any kind of phobia, meaning fear and hatred of others without a reason. Have you ever interacted with a Muslim before? No, I mean, how can you hate Muslims and you never interacted with them? The biblical scholars mentioned that that was the case before the second destruction of the temple. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who obey His commands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who benefit from the lessons He taught us in the Holy Quran. So we may be happy in this life and we may get His rewards in the hereafter. Ameen. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. Among the lessons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in these few verses from Surah Al-Isra is mentioning in the very first verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning Sayyidina Muhammad عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام بأنه عبده سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا. And in also in reminding the Israelites who are they coming from, He is telling them that they are the offspring of the believers who were saved with Sayyidina Nuh, peace and blessing be upon him. And Nuh was also Abdan Shakura. He was a thankful worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in verse 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا جَاءُ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning those who would come to punish the Israelites as ibad, worshippers. This is the plural in Arabic. Unequivocally, without any mistake, ibad means worshipper. And in these two cases of singular, mentioning Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Nuh, peace and blessing be upon him, as also abd, as a singular of this plural. Both of them are worshippers of Allah. Like I mentioned several times, not slaves like some brothers may make a mistake in that. We should be very careful. This is, I found it very interesting in these few verses that we reinforce what we know that. And the previously I mentioned that in one ayah, the two of them are linked together. Abd and Ibad. And this is Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 172, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prays to him, says, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفُ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا. That Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, and the close angels to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not disdain, would not reject to be worshippers of Allah. And whoever does that, who doesn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will gather them in the Day of Judgment there. In Surah Fatir, this is chapter 44, chapter 35, verse 44. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again reminding us and commanding us with the morale of the story, the essence of this khutbah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا. Have they not traveled through the land and observed how was the end for those before them? And they were greater than them in power. But Allah is not to be caused failure by anything in the heavens or the earth. Indeed, He is ever-knowing and competent. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أنزل رحمتك على بلاد المسلمين وعلى الأرض كلها يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنع.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's the sunnah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام.